Yeah, yeah, yeah. I heard the other day, just the other day, I heard a story where some people I know are trying to fight the deportation of a young Ugandan woman who was trafficked out of the country, raped on the way here, became pregnant on the way here, had an abortion shortly after arrival, was later diagnosed HIV positive as a result of that rape, and she's actually facing return to Uganda next week. She knows no one. She has no idea where her family are. Her father is a general, some kind of high-profile figure anyway. He's disappeared. The only people that are going to know her when she gets back to Uganda are the fucking traffickers. And she's being sent back to deal with that again. And as I say, she's HIV positive. And whenever I'm in a situation where I read kind of people's refusal letters and people's notices to leave the country, I just think, what manner of human being actually sits there and thinks, yeah, 18-year-old kid, pregnant, raped, HIV positive, who cares? Send her back, you know what I mean? Who cares what happens to her? Always puzzles me as well, the way there's, for instance, there's been the big kind of fuss in the media in the last few days about that poor American woman, the brain-dead American woman who... And people stand outside the hospital because her husband's like decided to get her feeding tube removed because she has no quality of life. And yet, on the other hand, in this country, when the BMA call for free HIV treatment for everybody, regardless of immigration status, that's disgusting. There's this pro-life body that only seems to be in favour of life, people who actually don't want their, you know what I mean, can't enjoy their quality of life. But people who could have a decent quality of life, but they have the wrong passport, who gives a shit? It's amazing.